It actually was probably a lot easier than you think. There are so many fabulous artists in the state that made our job so much easier when we came to looking at what would work and what wouldn't. There were, in the beginning, names and names of artists that we went to because I just knew them from previous projects. But from there, we scoured the internet. We looked at Louisiana Watercolor Society and Louisiana Surrealist Society, all these different societies that I didn't even know existed, and picked names from them and started to meet with the artists. And then once we met with them and we saw their work, it was easy to know what was going to work and what wasn't. And then the network of artists throughout the state is such a fine network, and they started to spread the word, and artists started to come to us.
Did you dig through people's basements and garages and attics to find things? How did you go about that?
We were everywhere from Houma to Shreveport. And when we would meet an artist, they would say, well, I have some things that I'm not sure. I would say, don't even think that it's not possible. Anything's possible. Just let me see it. And I would start digging through flat files of old artwork, through portfolios of things. And some of it was some of their original work. And if it just spoke to me, everything was possible. Anything could be an option. So I had to convince some artists not to rule anything out. So the artwork that we chose, in large part, is soothing, is interesting. A piece of art to me is something that calls you back, that you look at and everything's not answered right away. You want to go back and look at it again. That encompasses a lot of different things. And some contemporary, some abstract, some realistic. It really can run the gamut.
And I think the artists were on board wanting to be part of this project because it gave them public awareness of their work in a way that maybe other things don't.
Yes, and they wanted to be a part of the project. As the word started to spread, it became evident, I think, to everyone that we were doing it differently. We weren't mass producing items. There's not one item duplicated in the entire facility. And that to them meant a lot. They understood that we were celebrating the artists of Louisiana. That was always my point. And once they realized that this was real and that the things that we were saying really were true, they all jumped on board. And in order to do that, in a lot of cases, they had to reduce their prices for us. In some cases, we would go to the artist and say, I understand the budget's really low. I understand it's much less than what you typically charge for your pieces. But we have some areas where we need 50 or 60 items for, say, patient rooms. And we'll give you that 60, let you do it however you want to do it, test something new, test some new technique, and in return, can you give us it for this reduced price? And almost every single one of them that we asked agreed to do that.
Evidently, lots of people are coming to see the art.
It's been quite interesting to see how quickly the word spread through the community. We started this project in February, so it was a very quick process. We didn't have time to think about what the buzz might be. We were in there installing the last of the Sean O'Mealy balloons in the cafeteria area, and I turned around and there was a group of adults behind me, and they didn't look like they were coming for medical reasons. They were just standing there very nicely dressed. And I turned around again. I asked if I could help, and the lady said very excitedly, we're here to see the art. Where do we start? So I said, you found the right person, and I directed them to specific areas of the hospital, sort of gave them a path to take.
Are people allowed to come in and see the art, and how do they know what's where?
They are absolutely welcome to come to the facility, to come to see the art, and we still are in the works of getting a few things organized for that reason. There has been a lot of people questioning us to get a tour together, maybe a self-guided tour. That is still at the infancy stage, but hopefully we can get to that point so people really can get into it and really be able to see what's out there.